Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Marks and Reese show on a Thursday. And it's going to be another Phillies Thursday and an Eagles Thursday, as we have Le'Veon Bell available. Maybe the Eagles are interested. Antonio Brown available. Maybe the Eagles are interested. We'll talk about it, but Ike Reese, we'll start with the Phillies today. And we're not breaking down the bullpen.
No.
We're not talking about who's the third base rotation, who's got the inside track between Franco and Kingery. We're talking about a guy who isn't even a Philly yet, Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You imagine that?
Man.
So check this out.
Be excited to talk about him today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and for next week and for the following week. Like, at what point do we realize this guy's not signing anytime soon? And here's especially why now. And you said this when we were just hanging out pre-show, and you're right. So right now, if you kind of tell me if you agree with this, like, if you read between the lines of all the reporting out there, and there's guys that are being used to throw nonsense out there, but if you really look at the guys that you trust and it makes the most sense, with the Padres spending 10 years and $300 million, Bryce Harper's left. But what team out there is going to give Bryce Harper more than what the Phillies are offering right now? Which you said yesterday you don't think they offered 300. You might be right. Mm. They may be just saying, like, hey, listen, there might not be anybody out there that's offering more than 280 for 10 years. There may not be anybody out there that's offering 10 years for Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but you know the number that he wants. You know what he wants. So if you want the guy here, stop playing around and put the number out there to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't hard to me. Like, this is a stare down that, quite frankly, I don't think the Phillies are really in a position of strength. Now, they have the money. They have the coin. They have what Bryce Harper wants. So we get that. But the bottom line is Bryce Harper is what the Phillies need. So it's this is a marriage that we know needs to happen. And the problem for the Phillies, while they think they're in a position of power, and on the surface it seems that way because there may not be another team out there. There may not be another team out there. But the problem the Phillies have is you don't have any real reason other than there isn't another team out there mm-hmm. to not meet the price that Scott Boras wants
yep.
for his client. So it's not like you have some sort of financial cap issue here, or you have all these players where you're paying a ton of money and you can't afford to pay Bryce Harper what he thinks he's worth. Your problem is that Bryce Harper and his agent know that you have the money.
Mm-hmm.
They know you have the money. Right. They know you can pay him what he's asking for.
Scott Boras is furious that the Phillies are saying, we know that there's not a bigger deal out there. Mm-hmm. We know that, and we're standing our ground. And Boras is not having it.
Yeah.
He's not. So now you have a stare down. And like you said, and you're absolutely right, if they were to offer $330 million, it beats the largest contract of all time.
Yep.
He's a Philadelphia Philly right now.
He's a Philly.
He is. But you know what? That the biggest contract that might be out there right now might be 280. And if you don't try to work with Scott Boras and get something done, he may then say, you know what? I'm not losing this again. Remember last year with Arrieta? This went on into March because mm-hmm. the Phillies kept doing the same thing. We know that you have nobody else that's offering a better deal, and you're going to have to take it or take less money. And they won. And I don't think Scott Boras is comfortable losing 2 years in a row to Matt Klentak and company.
Right.
So the thing that you would risk is that Scott Boras now all of a sudden gets a call from maybe the Yankees or maybe the Mets or somebody like that and says, hey, listen, we can't do 10 years and we can't do $300 million, but you know what we can do? We can do 40 for 1 year. We can do 2 for 70, and you can opt out after a year. You can have the highest per year contract and then go back into it and try to get it next year. Because let's face it, let's say that Matt Klentak, as you suggested yesterday, has offered 280 over 10 years, and he's not budging from that. You think for a second Scott Boras has taken a contract valued less than Manny Machado?
It's not happening.
He won't play this year before that happens.
Yeah, it's not happening. Not happening.
So here's what I say. I say you tell Harper and Boras 10 years, 300. Take it or leave it. You don't want it, fine. Goodbye. But that's the offer. That's what we're offering to you. And if you don't want to take it, fine. We're going to now go get a Dallas Keuchel. We're going to look at alternatives to you. Because you know what? He's going to have to blink at some point.
Yeah, see, I go back to, you're to me, you're not operating from a position of power. Your fan base is going to be disappointed. You're going to have to come out here with all these big words and try to convince them of how great this offseason was and why they should be excited about this team and why they don't need Bryce Harper. Now, you may have that small vocal minority that's jumped in that boat with you over there.
Oh, it's more than a small minority.
They're fed up. That's just all emotion. That's just being impatient. That's not thinking logically. You don't go from wanting Bryce Harper all this time to now all of a sudden he's a bad player because he hasn't signed on your timeline. He's still the player that you wanted.
Well, let me respond to
that. Hold on. He's still the player that you wanted in November, December. Hell, he's still the same player that you talked about last year. You didn't spend money because that's what you were saving up for. He's still the same player that you wanted. And so now, all of a sudden, because he doesn't sign when this fan base, small vocal minority of them, wanting to sign, now all of a sudden he's not worth it or he's not the same type of player you thought he was a month ago. That's hogwash.
He's a good player.
That's hogwash. If lazy Manny Machado, that everybody called him, right, the loafer that no one wanted, is getting 10 years, $300 million, guess what? You better top $300 million. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that, or he's walking away.
Or what?
Told you, or he's going to walk away.
Out of spite, he's going to take a deal for less years and maybe more money per year.
I believe he would.
Well, I believe he would, too. And you know what? See ya.
Yeah, you know what,
bro? I don't need that guy, Ike.
Okay. You say that now. It's easy to say that now when everybody's tied for first place.
But here's the thing. Let me respond to what you said, because you're right. Part of this is the emotion of... This is exhausting.
Yeah.
This is exhausting. Either I want him to come here or not. Right? Either be a Philly or don't be a Philly.
Let me tell you what you've done.
What?
Let me tell you what Matt Klintak has done.
What?
With his numbers. You've lost sight of why you were interested in Bryce Harper in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get into this Bryce Harper sweepstakes thinking you were going to get him for some deal where he's going to play for $25 million a year? No, you got into this knowing that he wanted to be the highest paid baseball player. You got into this, or don't get into it.
But here's what I'm saying about the emotion. Part of it is I'm annoyed and I'm exhausted, but there's the large part of it is everybody's acting like, oh, you need Bryce Harper, you're never going to win a World Series. They can build a team to win a World Series without Bryce Harper.
We know. No, what we're saying is we want Bryce Harper in order for us to be interested in this team.
I want him,
that's
too.
That's what we're saying.
I want him, too.
That's what we're saying.
Take the offer or you're out. Take it or leave it. That's what I say. Should the Phillies tell Harper, 10 years, $300 million, take it or leave it? Yes
no.
or no?
No.
888-729-9494. That's the Marks and Reese Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? Well, make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, or online, marks-jewelers.com. There's no contract out there that's being offered that's more than what the Phillies are offering right now. So here's what you do. Listen, it's already at the end of February. Take it or leave it. You want to do this for another month and try to create this market that's not there. Try to pretend that there's other teams and feed it to John Heyman and whoever else and pretend that there's teams willing to come. There's nobody out there that's offering a bigger contract than the Phillies. So take it or go.
Let me tell you why Scott Boras isn't going to do that. He can afford to go through spring training. You know why? Because there's a likelihood that his chances of someone becoming desperate, whether it's through players not developing or an injury, that his client is going to get what he's looking for. So he can sit through spring training. You're going to have your players out there. You better hope they don't get injured. You better hope no one gets injured. Or guess what? You're crawling back to the table looking for Bryce Harper. And it may cost you even more.
Well,
so
maybe.
You better hope those players develop. And guess what, Matt Klintak? When you don't sign Bryce Harper, you know where that pressure goes to?
Where?
Hoskins. Segura. Boy, they better be damn good this year. What do you mean?
Oh, well.
Well, that's where the pressure goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're telling me you're good enough to win without him. So the pressure goes on these players that you have. They had better produce. So that 260 hitting Rhys Hoskins?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to do better than that.
Yeah,
Phillies
will be fine.
Okay, I hear you.
World Series have been won before without giving 10-year contracts.
Dude, you're not winning a World Series, so stop with that. You're not winning a World Series. I'm telling you, if you don't sign Bryce Harper this year, it's going to put pressure on everyone else, including Matt Klintak and Gabe Kapler and these players. I'm just telling you.
Good.
Just telling you. Okay.
888-729-9494. All right.
Because now you're talking about.
Go with me.
Now you're haggling over $25 to $35 million that you don't want to give up just out of pride. So you had better be right. I mean, Matt Klintak, you better be right.
Why should you just give a player $35 million because Scott Boris wants you to?
It's not just a player.
888-729-9494.
It's not Nick Williams we're talking about.
Literally, this discussion's turned ridiculous. It has. There's no better offer. Take the best offer and end this. Wow. 888-729-9494 or goodbye and take a contract less than Machado. That's what you're going to have to do.